Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very good morning, everyone. Duncan, the official coffee, the Fan Morning Show. It is 8 o'clock on a dot. Hello. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Welcome in at this time from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Covers Pitt basketball, Pitt athletics in totality, really. It is Noah Hiles. Noah, good morning to you. How's everything?
Morning, fellas. Always glad to be on. It's a great day here in Greensboro, but I'm excited to get back home soon.
Yeah, and great coverage. We appreciate it. We followed it from front to back this whole season. All right, we started the show off this morning with this and like to rehash it just a little bit. You tell me one of these two things. Was this a one-off for Pitt basketball, or was this the springboard into something bigger or at least stabilizing this program? Because I think that is a gigantic question right now.
Yeah, and I think that was the main topic of conversation in the post-game press conference call, and I actually wrote a story on it that ran this morning online at the Post-Gazette site where you can read it. But a lot of the seniors talked about how they wanted to make this program and come in and make it better than what it was before they left, you know, leave it better than they found it. And I think that's the case. I don't know if this is going to end up being a regular tournament appearance team. It's hard to predict for anyone to do that in this era of college basketball while everyone's still kind of learning how to use the transfer portal. But what I can say on that note is Pitt's proved that it knows how to use the transfer portal pretty well, I think. I mean, even before this year, you look at the guys they brought in prior to the Cummings, Blake Hinson, Fetty class, Greg Elliott class. It was, you know, Jamarius Burton came in through the transfer portal. So did Nike Sabande. And while it took a while for those guys to be surrounded with talent, Jeff Cable found the right pieces. And I think that there's less work to do moving forward. I think that this team is going to have plenty of talent next year. If you look at what's coming back, I find it hard to be discouraged with the development of the Diaz-Graham twins and what they displayed. And while, yes, there are clear flaws to their game right now, but there is tremendous upside for both of them as college basketball players, as is there for Fetty Federico down low, who made huge strides in his development throughout the entire season. Pitt returns his top leading scorer this year with Blake Hinson coming back. So you have those four guys to build off of. You more than likely, from what I'm hearing, you'll have Dior Johnson coming back, which he might have been the most talented guard on this roster, even though he didn't play a game this year. So with those five, and then you bring in 2 4-star recruits, another promising talent out of Brush High School, and Marlon Barnes, who's a 3-star forward. And then you make a couple additions from the transfer portal. I think that there's tremendous potential for this to be a lot bigger than just a one-time thing, that Pitt is in a great spot to build and make, you know, itself a solid basketball program once again.
No, we all know that college basketball coaches have systems and the way that they want to run things on the court. We just talked about the talent that's going to possibly be there next year, the talent that's coming back next year. But did we find out what type of system that Jeff Capel wants to run and will run in the future? Could you see that throughout the season and obviously in the last couple games of the tournament, an actual system that he wants to run and that he's going to hang his hat on?
I think so, and I think you see it more anywhere else than the front court, where I think if he didn't have a strict system laid out, John Hughley might be back. But I think that based upon what he has coming back down low, is pretty clear with what kind of basketball the team's going to play. He wants these athletic, tall, lanky, long forwards who can run the floor, who have a little bit of an outside game, who have a lot of, you know, talent to play with pace. And that's, I think, what we're going to see Pitt be moving forward here. It's going to be a very guard-focused, pace-heavy type offense with outside shooting, with transition opportunities. And he doesn't want to have, you know, a center who you can just dump the ball into down low and play slow possessions and have his back to the basket. He wants athletes out there and you know, more of a modern game feel, which is something that, you know, Pitt basketball has never really had. It's always, when it was playing well, was defense and offensive rebounding and grit and determination. While I do think the players that he's recruited show that type of toughness and grind ability, I think that it's got a more modern flair with this group. And I think that that's kind of going to be what Jeff Capel's system looks like moving forward, is a lot like this team, where it's pace, it's outside shooting, and it's athleticism all over the floor rather than your traditional, you know, two guards, one wing, two forwards type thing, which we saw for, you know, almost 20 years for Pitt basketball.
Noah, in replacing Burton, Cummings, Elliott, do you think Jeff Capel goes back to the grad transfer well? Does he look for maybe some younger guys with several years of eligibility left? How does he fill out those very important spots on the roster?
It'll be interesting, Chris. I mean, if you look, I mean, they have three really young, talented guards coming in next year, with two of them coming from high school, and Dior Johnson, if he returns. I mean, those are three four-star guards right there, but none of them have played a game of college basketball. So, you know, what do you do with that? Do you trust that those three will be enough? And I would have to assume he goes and gets at least one veteran guard. I think he probably tries to find someone like a Greg Elliott, again, just someone who can play the two, be a three guy, you know, a sharpshooter from the outside. And I think another addition might be, rather than going and getting like a true center, trying to find another Blake Hinson type, someone who can play a little bit better on the outside as well and shoot threes, but help with the rebounding if your front court doesn't develop the way you would like it to this offseason. I do think that I don't think that they're going to go out and find like a Nelly Cummings, another seasoned point guard, but I do think it's safe to assume they're going to want to find some age here, because this was a very old team this year. It's going to be a very young team next year, with especially at the backcourt, which we saw how important it is in March to have that experience running the offense late in those games. I think, yeah, you go out and you get at least one veteran guy, but I wouldn't be shocked for him to also look for young guards who might be able to do different things, maybe a guard with some size. There could be, you know, a lot of, with the transfer portal, there could be anything out there. And he said in his post-game presser yesterday, just 30 minutes after they lost, that as soon as they went back to the hotel, they're going to start that process of looking to fill their open roster spot.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Noah Hiles joining from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You take, pardon me, the Twins, and you take Federico. Those are three international players, right? And they're here at the University of Pittsburgh. Now, let's take the Jordan Addison situation. What safeguards are in place by the Pitt basketball program, or maybe the athletic department, that those guys won't be poached by somewhere else? You know, I don't want that to happen, but what if it's June and UCLA says, we got all kinds of money, NIL deal, or Texas says, we have an NIL deal, and then all of a sudden you're hearing their name going somewhere else? Could that happen?
I don't believe it could happen with those players, because I don't think international players can receive NIL opportunities, to my understanding. And maybe that's just a Pennsylvania state law, but that's how it was explained to me. So with those three, I don't think that's a possibility.
Could Pitt be set up, though? How do they protect their own players, I guess, is a question, too.
I mean, that's a question that, yeah, I'm sure the entire Pitt athletic office is thinking about right now, because, you know, when you were bringing in guys last year through the portal, you were selling them on an opportunity to get to the big stage. Well, now that this program's at the big stage, you're right, Colin. I mean, Pitt is a destination, of course, but it's also a breeding ground for the bigger programs. And if you have, I don't think there are any guys on this roster who would consider leaving right now, or would be, you know, maybe Blake Hinson would be someone another Power 5 program would want to come and try to sweep up. But I think in the future, yeah, that's something that Pitt needs to do to find a way to make sure that these guys feel comfortable here and have opportunities here that other places can offer them. I don't know how they go about doing that. I think that, you know, from the conversations that I've had, obviously they're working toward getting there, but I think Pitt even acknowledges it's a little bit behind when it comes to NIL right now, but it's doing everything it can to get caught up. But how that happens, I don't know. I think winning certainly helps when you're competitive again and you're filling that building. I think more alumni start showing up and maybe those wallets start to open a little bit more. And I think that's the first step, but it'll be really interesting to see how Pitt Athletics uses its success, not only in basketball. Football had a good season. Volleyball had a good season. Soccer, both men's and women's, had a good season. They just had a national champion in wrestling. Pitt Athletics has had one of its best years ever. And how does it use this success to make sure that they can keep these good athletes coming in and keep the good athletes here on campus? I don't have an answer for that, but that's definitely going to be the challenge as it can, you know, continues to move forward.
It's also about keeping the coaches too, right? I mean, so does Jeff Capel deserve, or should he have an opportunity to have a discussion of an extension?
I mean, he's still locked up for a pretty long deal, Doran, I think. He's signed until 27. So I think that, yeah, he probably deserves an extension. I think that may come. I haven't heard any rumblings of it, but this was one great year that he had. I would probably wait to see what happens next year. And while I do think that the program is in a great spot and other programs are probably interested in seeing what Jeff Capel could do for them, I think right now you wait and see what happens next year because he has so much time still left on this current deal. He's paid pretty well to begin with. And you see what happens next year. And if he replicates what happened this year or if they build upon it, then absolutely, I think you need to make a big move to make sure this guy isn't going anywhere. I look at the openings right now, and while there are some big program names, I'm not sure if, you know, Jeff wants to leave what he has right here because he worked so hard to build it. I mean, it's like putting all this work into a house, and it's finally, you know, you're able to live in it and have a nice life in it. And do you really want to start building somewhere else and start a new project? I don't think he's there yet, so I don't know if there's a big worry for an extension on either side right now. But I think if this success continues, it's absolutely something both parties really need to address quickly.
Who's the best team you saw in Greensboro, Noah?
Oh, man. I would have to say Xavier. I mean, Kentucky's fun to watch as far as, you know, the spectacle of what that program is and the traveling circus that is Kentucky media and everything. And Kansas State showed a lot of flash and excitement, but Xavier's the best team I've seen play in person this year, as far as, you know, Pitt opponents and just sitting there and watching other teams play in the ACC tournament and other venues and everything. Xavier's talented. They are deep, and it's pretty impressive to consider that this team is without one of its best players who broke his foot in late January too. They're well coached. They're deep. They have everything you need, I think, to make a deep run in March, aside from, you know, defense. But they move the ball well. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're very efficient. They don't miss from the outside. And I really like, you know, they're well coached as well. I think that that's a team that I wouldn't be shocked to see them in Houston.
Noah Hiles. Noah, we thank you so very much. We thank you for your coverage all year. We thank you for coming on with us. And we'll catch back up again soon. Thank you much.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on during this run.
Absolutely. Great stuff from Noah. Fan Hotline he was on. Presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. A question, Crowley, for you, actually, because you'd probably be in tune to watching this thing, or at least maybe your wife is. Did he just totally describe love it or list it? He said, you know, you don't want to do all this stuff to this house, and then finally when you do all this stuff to this house, then you move out and sell it to someone else.
Sometimes you do list it, though.
Isn't that exactly what that show is?
You got to be careful, though. Grass is always greener.
Yep. Depends on how much you're getting for the house.
Yep.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
No.
I mean, except for one
job. This isn't an investment property. He's sticking around. He's living in it.
I do think that there is a... Man, no one's... I don't want this to happen, but I think that it... You always... this is why being a college coach now sucks. Because you never saw Jordan Addison coming. You never saw that like, he was in your plans. He was next year. He was the reigning Biletnikoff winner. Everything that you saw written, that you saw planned, that you thought was going on, your plans were to take the next season onto that football field with that guy. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, seemingly in 48 hours, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
The nervousness and the kind of the fence you have to build around your own guys so that other people don't come in and poach them is absurd.
Crazy.
In this climate of college basketball.
You got to constantly be on the defensive about your roster while also being as aggressive as possible about everyone else's roster.
You don't then feel bad about going. There are guys that are not in the transfer portal that I'm sure are like, you know what? I'd listen, though, if something came up.
For sure.
And then they have, you know, handlers.
And then that creates leverage.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to skew and flip all the power that coaches have. And now it's almost flipped too far to where the power that the athlete has. I don't begrudge the power that the athlete has. They should have had more all along. But now they're kind of steering the ship a little bit.
Yeah. Just taking control.
Yes. All right. So much more to get into. Doran, I can't wait for your take on this. Is one coach trying to play the hard guy just a bit too much? Wait till you hear this coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.